Pro-Trans Survey Admits, Fewer Than 2% Identify as Transgender. By Neil Monroe on March 13, 2024. Fewer than 2% of the population even claim to be transgender. According to a survey funded by wealthy donors who want enforced sexual autonomy to replace legal and cultural support for heterosexual marriages and families. The damaging admission appears in a new survey of Americans conducted by the left-wing Public Religion Research Institute. Only 2% of Americans claim to be transgender or non-binary, according to the March 12 survey report. But that 2% tally also includes people who describe themselves as simultaneously straight, heterosexual, and non-binary/something else, the survey said. A Gallup report also issued on March 13 said only 1% of Americans identify as transgender people. The tiny, less than 2%, transgender share of the population, however, is magnified by the establishment media and by Democrat Party activists who portray trans kids as a victimized minority to help rally their equality-minded party activists for the next election. Let's also pass the bipartisan, pro-transgenderism, Equality Act to ensure LGBTQ Americans, especially transgender young people, can live with safety and dignity, President Joe Biden declared in his March 7 State of the Union speech. Transgenderism demands forceful government support for people who claim to have the unverifiable gender feelings that are supposedly typical of an opposite-sex person. Overall, transgenderism demands that America's laws and culture be rewritten to promote sexual subgroups and to sweep away Americans' recognition that men and women are equal, different, and complementary. That popular recognition explains numerous features of U.S. society, including marriage laws, criminal penalties, abortion rights, single-sex sports, and civic expectations for teenagers and adults. But the transgenderism process is underway at all levels of society and government, especially via the push for transgender rights. Many people, for example, use the vague, unverifiable notion of self-declared male or female gender when talking about the two distinct and measurable male and female sexes. This slow replacement of sex by gender ensures that many politicians and professionals and the U.S. Supreme Court are rewriting laws and rules against sexual discrimination so they also apply to people who say they have an unverifiable opposite-sex gender. This adopted transgender identity allows males to claim the legal status of females, so helping them push women off the prize podium in sports or physically attack them in schools. Transgenderism also allows men to claim women's aesthetic status, push into women's private spaces, and impose male desires on women. The revolutionary claims are pushed by the two main funders of the PRRI survey, the Pro-Transgender Gill Foundation and the Arcus Foundation. The survey was designed and conducted by PRRI. The survey was made possible through the generous support of the Arcus Foundation, the E. Rhodes and Leona B. Carpenter Foundation, the Gill Foundation, and the Unitarian Universalist Veach program at Shelter Rock. Software developer Tim Gill created the Gill Foundation and works closely with John Stryker, founder of the Arcus Foundation. Arcus has given more than $58.4 million to programs and organizations doing LGBT-related work between 2007 and 2010 alone, making it one of the largest LGBT funders in the world, said a 2020 report in the conservative outlet, FirstThings.com, which added. Gill noted in his opening introduction for John Stryker at the 2015 Gulson Respect Awards that, since knowing each other, he and John have plotted, schemed, hiked and skied together, while also punishing the wicked and rewarding the good. Their PRRI survey inflates the share of sexual minorities in the American population by using loose definitions. For example, the poll claims, in 2023, roughly 1 in 10 Americans, 10%, identified as part of the LGBTQ community. The LGBTQ term stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, plus queer or questioning. Just 3 in 10 of the LGBT population, or 3% nationally, identify as gay or lesbian, the PRRI survey adds. The transgender population is part of the remaining 7 of 10 claimed LGBTQ people. Yet the 7% non-gay/non-lesbian portion of the 10%, including the 2% claimed transgender people, is comprised of 4% who identify as bisexual and 2% who identify as something else. The survey's focus on identity allows the surveyors to include heterosexual men who insist they are transgender women. The survey says, "We also code those who identify as transgender/non-binary/something else and straight as part of our LGBTQ identity category." The Gallup survey also relied on self-identification, regardless of actual behavior and preferences, saying, "Bisexual adults make up the largest proportion of the LGBTQ+ population, 4.4% of U.S. adults and 57.3% of LGBTQ+ adults say they are bisexual. Gay and lesbian are the next most common identities, each representing slightly over 1% of U.S. adults and roughly 1 in 6 LGBTQ+ adults, slightly less than 1% of U.S. adults and about 1 in 8 LGBTQ+ adults are transgender. The most commonly volunteered LGBTQ+ identities are pansexual and asexual, mentioned by less than 2% of LGBTQ+ adults each. Roughly 1 in 1,000 Americans describes themselves as queer," Gallup reported. Moreover, the PRI survey relies on declared identities, not actual practices and lifestyles, or long-term desires, or even genetic or medical confirmations. This identification method allows the survey to treat same-sex attracted gays and lesbians as similar to the claimed transgender group. The focus on identities also allows the survey to be skewed by pro-transgender media that is consumed by younger Americans, including many youths who have too little income, maturity, or confidence to plan for marriage. So the PRI report says, "LGBTQ Americans skew younger, more democratic, and less religious than other Americans. More than 1 in 5 young Americans, 18 to 29 years, identify as LGBTQ, 22%. 1 in 10 people ages 30 to 49, 10%, 6% of people between 50 and 64 years, and 3% of people 65 years or older identify as LGBTQ. 24% of Gen Z Americans, aged 18 to 25, identify as LGBTQ. Gallup reported the growth of bisexual claims among younger Americans and especially among young women. Bisexuality is the most common LGBTQ+ status among Generation Z, Millennials and Generation X. 15% of all Generation Z adults, representing more than two-thirds of those with an LGBTQ+ identification, are bisexual. In the older generations, LGBTQ+ individuals are more likely, or equally as likely, to say they are gay or lesbian than bisexual. Close to 3 in 10 Gen Z women, 28.5%, identify as LGBTQ+, compared with 10.6% of Gen Z men. The PRI report also notes that support for legal recognition of single-sex marriage has dipped amid the growing and popular pushback against elite-backed pro-transgender advocacy. Older Americans are less supportive of same-sex marriage than younger Americans. However, support among young Americans, 18 to 29, has seen a gradual decline since 2018, when 79% of young Americans supported this right, to 71% today.